This is Dr. Ling. The clinical patient last name is TARASOV. First name is Mark. Date of visit is June 2nd, 2026. Next therapist represent known as patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury first. In 2003, time of patient was a U.S. Marine. First time patient was stationed in Iraq. First time patient tells me that he was during a combat. During combat, time of patient was jumping through a window. First up, his front of the head hit the door frame. First up, patient tells me that it was a severe impact on the front of the head. The first up, patient had immediate loss of consciousness and fell to the ground. First up, he does not know how long he was out of consciousness. First up, he thinks it was about 3 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes. First up, when he woke up, a coma patient had severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, a patient tells me that he was very nauseous. In the same year, in 2003, a patient tells me that during combat, the handle of a rifle hit right onto the top of his head. Hit the front and top of the head. Patient has immediate head pain, confusion, disorientation. Patient did not lose consciousness. Patient also tells me in 2003 in Iraq, patient was exposed to multiple explosions and detonations. Patient tells me that the shockwave caused him to have confusion, disorientation. The repetitive detonation and explosions throughout 2003 in Iraq, caused him to have a severe head pain almost every single day. Since these events, a patient developed a PTSD. Patient's chronic headache, insomnia, hand tremors, a neck pain. Patient has significant anxiety and depression symptoms. Patient's difficulty concentrating and focus. Patient's chronic tinnitus. Patient is currently working as a nurse, at UCSF as a surgery nurse. Patient tells me that he has significant memory issues. Patient has difficulty to remember and concentrate. Patient has difficulty with his concentration and focus. Patient is not able to perform his duties as a nurse in surgery department. Patient has difficulty remember his task duties. His chronic headaches is affecting his concentration and focus. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2003, while he was stationed in Iraq as a U.S. Marine, the patient was jumping through a window. First up, he hit the frame of the window. First up, he hit the front of his forehead onto the frame. First up, he had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, he fell to the ground. First up, patient was out of consciousness for approximately 3 to 5 minutes. First up, when he woke up, patient had a severe headache, confusion, disorientation. First up, patient also had a rifle that hit the handle of a rifle, hit the forehead. First up, a patient also during 2003 in Iraq, a patient was also exposed to multiple detonation and explosions. First up, the shockwave caused him to have severe head pain. First up, it also caused him confusion and disorientation. First up, next paragraph. Since these events, a patient developed chronic headaches, insomnia symptoms, tinnitus, difficulty concentration and focus. These are all signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks a dean of petition.